You're listening to the Real Business Connections Network.
Real Business Connections Network.
Powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. Subscribe now and check us out at realbusinessconnections.com. Enjoy the show.
Drum roll, please. Welcome to 5-Minute Friday, easy to implement business tips for busy people who want to learn more and do better in the shortest amount of time possible. I'm Ben Albert, the man behind the Real Business Connections Network. On 5-Minute Friday, I collaborate with extraordinary business people to provide actionable insights in 5 to 10 minutes or less. Want to become a professional contributor? If you have a voice that needs to be heard, email ben@balbertmarketing.com. That's ben@balbertmarketing.com to host the next 5-Minute Friday. If you enjoy this episode, I encourage you to subscribe on your favorite platform, and no requirement to leave a long review. Just select whatever star rating you believe we deserve. Lastly, I encourage you to tell a colleague or a friend. Hungry business people like yourself are busy, so let's get right into it. This is a clip from episode 15 of Learn, Speak, Teach. On this podcast, the Real Business Connections Network, episode 15 of Learn, Speak, Teach with Hala Taha. Hala Taha is the princess of podcasting, and she is the creator and mastermind behind the Young and Profiting podcast. In this clip, we talk about the power of podcasting as a great networking marketing tool. Again, I'll put in the show notes the full episode, but enjoy my short segment of my conversation with Hala Taha. Networking, lead generation, and learning. Let's start with networking. What is podcasting done for you in that room?
Oh my gosh, podcasting is such a great networking tool. So first of all, the guests that you invite on the show, they're people that you would otherwise usually not be able to talk to, but because you can scale their conversations, they're willing to take that hour with you. So I think about it and I'm like, I had an hour and a half with Matthew McConaughey and I didn't pay a cent. Like, that's crazy. Like, I've been able to talk to every single one of my favorite authors, literally every single one. And it's just unbelievable that these people take the time to talk to me. And it's only because I started this show. And even before I had a ton of downloads and listeners, I was able to reach out to these people and they were willing to give me a chance because they thought like, hey, I'll put my chips on this girl. You know, maybe 500 people will listen and that's good enough for me. And so having that as leverage is really powerful, no matter how big your show is. In fact, I will say that even when I was 1/4 the size, it was just as easy or hard to get guests. Like, it hasn't gotten that much easier as I've gotten bigger. Sure. So keep that in mind. Like, you don't need to be the biggest podcaster in the world to get really good guests. And that is a huge networking opportunity. The lead generation piece really flows nicely into this because actually the guests that come on my show, in my case, are my perfect clients. So I do social media for CEOs, bestselling authors, influencers, top podcasters. I do podcast production. And so a lot of people that come on my show, they're authors that want to start a podcast, or they're authors that are launching a book and they realize how good my marketing is and they want to get exposure and they've seen the other authors I work with and they just jump right on. And so I never sell on my podcast. I just do my interview and I never even target people who I think could be my clients. I just pick people who I like and want to kind of present their material to the world. And one thing leads to another. Even if it's months later, they contact me. Hey, Hala, like, I want to set up a call and talk about social media. Or like, I saw what you did with Heather Monahan and I want to discuss it. And sometimes after the interview, it will go right into a discovery call. This has happened so many times where they're like, Hala, do you have 30 minutes? Like, can you just tell me what you do? Can you just show me what you do? And I go through it. And then next thing I know, you know, they're my client and they become my mentors. And so then these guests become my clients. And then because I'm talking to them all the time, they end up becoming my mentors. So for me, it's like this whole ecosystem that really is awesome. And honestly, I feel like I've created my dream job doing this. So that was networking, lead generation, and learning was the last one. So you know, it depends on your style. Everyone's different. I do a lot of research. And so that means that I read everyone's book who comes on my show. I study the topics. I study the outside research. I listen to all their interviews. And then that forces me to learn a new topic each week. It, of course, depends on the format of your podcast. You know, if your podcast is all about videos, then, you know, you're studying that one topic and you're probably an expert already. But for me, it's a different topic each week. I'll talk about sleep one week. I'll talk about podcasting the next. And I'll talk about, you know, selling your business in the next episode. And so I have to learn all these new topics each week. And that forces me having that interview deadline as somebody who loves to procrastinate and needs that like pressure. It's like forces me to like read a book a week and like really understand a new topic.
Hollow, you're on fire. I love it.
Thank you.
I love it. And you're spot on. And the reason I want to bring that up is I couldn't agree more. I couldn't disagree with a single thing you said. Two mentors of mine, Brian Bogert of No Limits You and Stu Hynek of How to Get a Meeting with Anyone. These two gentlemen, they're speaking at my first ever summit, Real Business Connection Summit. We're raising money for Alzheimer's. And I'll be honest, I'm falling forward. I've never put on an event like this. And the only reason I have the opportunity to even ask them to grace the stage was through podcasting.
No, yeah, it's so, so true. So podcasting is incredible. And then the other flip side of networking, just to add to it, is once you have a common interest that a lot of people are interested in, you can make friends really easily. Like so many of my best friends are other podcasters. And I feel like I've made these amazing relationships with people I have so much in common with because we all have this hobby in common. And that's the glue that can stick your group together. And so one of the things that I did as a new podcaster is I went on LinkedIn and I found every single up and coming podcaster, anybody who is making any little bit of noise. And this was like, yes, a year and a half ago. And I said, hey, like, join my WhatsApp group. Let's do a monthly mastermind call. Let's get to know each other. Let's support each other's links. Let's go on each other's shows. Let's grow together. Let's do review swaps. And now some of those people like are my best friends. I've met them in real life and we go to conferences together. And it's just an amazing way to meet new people.